Blog Talk Radio.
The year, 1888. The place, London's East End. Dead and mutilated bodies are popping up all over, from Stamford to Whitechapel. Jack the Ripper is leaving his mark, and the city's on edge. Yvonne Mason is back with a tale of murder and millinery. The Rhodes Hat Factory is booming while the body count rises. Why now? How are these hats connected? Has the Hatter gone mad? Mad Hatter, Yvonne Mason. Available now on Amazon.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. This is Off the Chain. I am your host, Yvonne Mason. And, of course, that was a piece of shameless promotion. That was Christopher Dunham, who is my ad man, who I absolutely adore because he brings my books to life. And he just talked to y'all a few minutes about the Mad Hatter. If you haven't read it, go get it, because person who just reviewed it the other day, I've never heard these two words used together. Terry Wilson, God love you. She called it deliciously evil. Now figure that one out, ladies and gentlemen. So, no, you can't go now. You have to wait till after the show. I wanted to let you guys know that we are only a little over 2,000 listeners away from the 15,000 goal that I set after we reach the 10,000 goal. So we're going to hit that before the end of the year. So we'll just add another 5,000 and opt out for 20,000 towards the end of the year. When I ran the numbers this morning, on Blog Talk Radio alone, just on this show alone, where Australia is our biggest listener, thank you guys, we are at 5,187 listeners. That is absolutely amazing. That is the live show plus all the archive shows. And then when you add all six podcasts that I load this thing up to, we're at 12,225 listeners. Now, ladies and gentlemen, where can you go? And we're heard in over 50 countries, by the way, countries I never even heard of. Where can you go and it not cost you a dime, just an hour of your time, and get this kind of exposure for your product, for your brand, for your trademark? I would venture to say nowhere, because most independent shows like mine charge. I don't. And the reason I don't is because people have been kind to me through the years, and they have picked me up and dusted me off and gib-slapped me when I got down in the dumps and wanted to wallow in my own wall of self-pity. And they've helped me come this far. So it is my turn to return the favor and to pay it forward. And that is what I hope that I do. For those of y'all that listened to my show last night, I flew solo, and the first 15 minutes or so I was not a happy camper, but then I went on and did my thing. But I want to help all of you succeed, and the only way that I know how to do that is to get you on this show. The show is not scripted. We just have a good time. It's live radio, and I go where the conversation takes us. Now, I'm going to do a little bit more shameless promotion before we get to our guest. Under Vita.com, it's capital V, capital I, capital D, capital A.com. If you go and type in Yvonne Sewell, you will find my designs on their products. Handbags, totes, shirts, shawls. And that was not a dream I had planned, ladies and gentlemen. I had no desire to design product. I'm an author. I'm a radio host. But when this dream fell in my lap, actually the first time I refused it. Well, they came at me again and said, please, we want your photographs on our product. So I said, okay, I'll try it and see what happens. Well, let me tell you something. Their product is absolutely out of this world. And when my designs go up on that product, it is breathtaking. I'm sitting here looking at a long sleeve knit T-shirt that one of my photographs is on, and you can't tell where the shirt begins and the product ends because it is literally woven into the shirt. It's amazing. So go over there and look, and then if you want to add, oh, there's also pillows over there, little decorative pillows. If you want to add even more, go to viewbug.com and type in Yvonne Mason, and I have my photographs for sale. So see, ladies and gentlemen, not only do I do radio shows and write and get on my platform, now I do sell photographs and sell my photographs on products. That being said, we're going to help a young lady tonight on her journey simply because she is a very intricate part of the indie author world. In fact, we need more like her because as indie authors, our availability to get out there can be somewhat limited. We have to make the internet our friend, and we have to network with others of like mind, and we have to find places to get our work out there, because 9 times out of 10 our work is not in box stores. I really don't want my work in box stores because it gets lost with all the 10 million other books out there. So we have to create our own exposure. And the young lady that I have tonight is a wonderful, wonderful tool. Her name is Melissa Hordemore, and she is a blogger. And ladies and gentlemen, what she does is she does book reviews, and then she blogs about the books that she reviews. She's an amazing person. She started Esky Mama Reads in January of 2016. Melissa is an avid reader, and she wanted to get word out about the books that she loved, and so she created Esky Mama Reads. After a few months, Melissa was so swamped with the books to review, she invited a friend along on her ride that she met in a reading group. And she asked this girl if she would be interested in reading ARC's Esky Mama Reads was receiving and reviewing. Her friend Jara jumped on the offer. Just literally, boom, there she was. In June of 2016, Esky Mama Reads started a weekly feature called Esky Mama Reads Spotlight on Saturday. The idea came to Melissa of another way to help indie authors who barely have any budget to promote their work. She would help them spread the word about their books, and so she set up this spotlight to help them out. I told you this woman's amazing. Requests came flooding in for spotlights from children's books to fantasy, from romance to nonfiction. The spotlights were booked until the end of December. She had to turn away authors due to the late date when they would get their spotlights. After a lot of thought, Melissa decided she needed to expand the spotlights to more than just one day a week with the overwhelming request. In August of 2016, Esky Mama Reads started the midweek spotlight for romance only and the Sunday spotlight for any genre, along with Saturday spotlight with any genre. Since then, Esky Mama Reads is now known as Esky Mama Reads and Dragon Lady because that was Jara's hook. Melissa, thank you so,
yes,
so much for coming on my show and for being another avenue for indie authors. You were such a blessing.
Thank you for the opportunity, Yvonne.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you have to do an awful lot of reading.
Well, not I do, but Jara is she's a speed reader out of both of us. She can put down, sometimes she can read, like this week she read 2 books in one day. And
oh my
word. She puts me to shame. She puts me to shame.
2 books.
If any of our followers know, any of our followers will see, because I always put on.
Well, let me ask you this.
one.
What made you become a blogger? Tell me a little bit about Melissa. I've got that you love to travel, you love taking pictures, and your son is also in the service, correct?
Yes, he's an Army National Guardsman.
Tell him thank you for his service, please.
Thank you. That's my baby.
I wanted to say that before we got too far into the evening because I am a very, very large supporter of our military personnel. And if any time I can thank them, I have to. I can't not do it. You were also born, Jara was born in Australia, right?
Yes, ma'am. Jara was, yes.
Jara. Why do I call her Jara? See, remember before the show I told you the words don't come all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She's probably laughing.
That's okay. It's live radio. So tell me a little bit about Melissa and how you got to where you are as being a huge blogger for indie authors.
I was a stay-at-home mom. I shouldn't say stay-at-home mom because all my kids are adults now. I'm just a stay-at-home housewife, and I love to read. So I was following the blogs on books and entering giveaways and stuff because I was an addict of giveaways. And I thought, well, heck, I can set up one of these. So I set up my first blog on January, I do believe it was like January 10th, I do believe, in 2016, and I was on WordPress. And my first review was author on her very first book. I loved it so much. So I gave her a review, and she was so tickled. And that made me feel so good because that was her first blog review.
Right.
And I can't remember what her name is right now. It's Rose something. And I just kept on doing it, reading and everything. And Jared and I met on a reading site that we both group, that we both are members of. And I had asked her, she goes, yep, she's laughing because I have my Facebook on Messenger. I asked her, I said, hey, do you want to become a reviewer of my blog? She goes, sure. So we started the blog, and I still kept it at, see, I'm nervous right now.
Don't be nervous.
Mama Lee.
Don't be nervous. We're going to have fun.
All the tours that we post are for all the authors that have like 1,000 people on their pages, 2,000, 3,000, but there was no one for the indie authors that didn't have hardly any budget. So I asked Jara, I said, hey, Jara, how do you feel about if I would run a spotlight on Sundays? And she thought it was cool. So we started our first spotlight. I do believe it was the first weekend in June with an author that we both were following. And she was our first spotlight. So I was going after the spotlight, the people that I had known, until I could get enough people till I had advertised about our spotlight. And after I had after we started advertising our spotlights, oh my, I was getting, with just running one a week, I was getting them clear up to January 2017.
Wow.
And I was pushing people away. I was pushing people away because I was advertising on Goodreads, anywhere we could find somewhere we could advertise that. And we were getting bombarded with them. So I decided to make it, to add two more in August. And so I had to, I emailed all the authors. I said we were advertising, we were, adding two more spotlights, a Sunday spotlight for any genre and a midweek for romance only, because that's what Jara and I usually mainly read is romances. And so there was a lot of people that jumped on that. Yes, we'll move it, you know, from December to August, no problem. And we've been nonstop. I mean, we are booked right now all the way up to May for our spotlight.
And that is not a bad problem to have, because what you have done.
Oh, and
done,
did I say they're free?
Wow. See, that's even better. That is even better. Because indie authors, like I said at the beginning of the show, indie authors have a hard enough time, especially those authors that are just starting out, because most of them, bless their hearts, don't have a clue about how to market, and it's not their fault. They don't know what they don't know. They don't know that.
That from experience.
They don't know that in order to market their product, they got to market their brand, and they are the brand. The product's not the brand. They are the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for them to get out there, you have offered this beautiful avenue, and it would be foolish if someone didn't contact you and say, please, even if I have to go out to August, September, October, whenever you can fit me in, please fit me in, because you're only going to grow more. I see that coming.
Uh-huh.
You're after tonight's show, you're going to get deluged even more. And I'll be blamed for it, and that's okay. I can take the blame. I'm a big girl. Because,
and all we ask the authors is to send us their blurb, a cover, any teasers they have. We ask for a small excerpt, and any bio links, and a short author bio. And then I send them five questions that deal with the book. Like they explain, you know, I think one question is, tell us a little bit about your book. And the next one, how did you get the inspiration of this book? You know, it's just mainly like, what's the hardest thing? What was the hardest part about writing this book? Mainly, you know, and then I ask them if they would like to do a giveaway. And most of them do. Most of them would like to get their work out there. Or some of them do giveaways, you know, gift card giveaways. So it just overwhelmed me when all these authors wanted these interviews, you know, the spotlights.
And you brought up a good point. A lot of indie authors, and this is what the public does not know, and I'm going to give away a trade secret. Indie authors, ladies and gentlemen, we don't make a whole lot of money on our books. We have to use all of our resources to promote, to buy any giveaways, just like Melissa was saying, whatever giveaways, whether it's a gift card, whether it's a Kindle, whatever it is, it comes out of our pocket. And more times than not, we are in the red at the end of the year simply because it is important that we get our book out there. So if any one of you out there that think that we're carrying thousands of dollars to the bank every quarter, no, we're not. Most of us barely make that much in a year. So if you really are interested in good books, give indie authors a try. Melissa, would that be a fair statement?
Yes, ma'am, it would.
And what you do is you facilitate the ability for that author to say, okay, I'm going to have a giveaway. This is what you need to do in order to be eligible for it. And if you didn't do that for that author, they might not get out their book as much as they do with you. Would that be fair?
Yes. When we do the giveaway, I set the giveaway up, and I have them, whoever wants to enter this giveaway, they have to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, any other social media they have, and, you know, stuff like that. So they're not getting it free. They have to. And I check. I double check to see, make sure they are following them. So
they have to do something.
Then, yes.
And that also enhances that author's exposure, because once that person starts following them or starts interacting with them, they're going to read the book, then they're going to tell three more people who are going to tell three more people. And ladies and gentlemen, that's how we as indie authors get out there. We're not in box stores. We 99% of us don't have agents. Some of us have what we call PAs, and that's a 24/7 job. And then others are like me. I do it all. I do all my own marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I do all my own writing. I do have a publisher. I do have an editor. I also do this show. And it's not easy. So anybody that says, well, I can just write a book and be a bestseller. No, you can't. It's a process. Am I right, Melissa?
Yes, ma'am. And Miss Jared just said, giving them a chance is like opening a new world to them.
She is absolutely right. And if she wants to call in and chat with us, she's tell her to please feel free.
I already asked her, and she no. And she was throwing, that fire at me when she was saying it.
Well, we would love to have her, because you guys are a team. As busy as you have gotten, and I can see you only getting busier after this show, when it goes up on all of the podcasts and then you put it on your blog, people are going to be crawling out of the woodwork saying, please, I don't care if I have to wait a year, just get me out there. That's what happened with the radio show. This radio show started on July the 27th, and before I turned around good, I had shows booked all the way through the end of the year.
I mean, we have a small following, so it's not very big, but we are growing, I'm seeing. I mean, some days we may have 30 people, but that's on our regular tours. But on our spotlights, we're getting anywhere from 92, sometimes over 1,000 views, which is really amazing. The only thing I don't like is I ask the authors to – I always take all the authors in my Facebook post, my Twitter, but all I ask them is to just share it so we can get your readers to follow us.
Exactly.
Since we're doing this for you. You know, I'm not trying to be greedy or anything, but, you know,
but
we're doing
you
a favor.
Yeah, and that's how you grow, is by them being reciprocal. And some authors
mm-hmm.
will do it and some won't, because some authors think, well, I don't have to because it won't help me. But it does in the long run. It helps them exponentially, because every time something else goes up and those readers are following you, they follow the author, and the author's followers follow you, it becomes a great big round circle that we all help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't survive without each other. Let's face it, Melissa, in this business, and I've been in it for a long time, in this business, if we don't take care of each other, we're not going to last. There will be some that won't last because they don't want to play well with – they don't want to play at all with others.
Well, there's some. I know with Jared and I, we have an experience with one of the authors. She's gotten too big for her britches, and she doesn't want to recognize the people that helped her get
mm-hmm.
to where she is now.
Mm-mm.
You know? I'm not going to say any author's name, but I'm just saying, you know, it's just remember the people what gets me is remember the people that helped get there.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying, you know?
Oh, very, very well, because if you don't remember those people, what will happen is when you're in a slump, and I don't mean you personally, but when one of us gets in a slump, if we don't have those people to help pull us out, we fall by the wayside. I have a core group of people that, and I know you've probably heard the show, there was a group of us that was taken by a publisher. I mean, he screwed us royally. And the only thing good
that
came out of that was we are all still very tight. All these years ago, this was back in 2007, this was 10 years ago, and we're all still very close friends and take care of each other. We promote each other. We help each other out emotionally and mentally. And you can't buy that kind of loyalty.
Mm-mm.
So you have to remember where you came from.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do you ever get an author who, after you put their spotlight up or their review up or the blog up, do you ever get an author that comes back to you that's not grateful or not appreciative, that is snippy and rude and crude and socially unacceptable?
No. Not really, no. I have not had no problems with stuff
like
that.
Let's hope you never do. Let's hope you never do, because there are some of those out there too. Now, I found out something interesting about you, and ladies and gentlemen, you know, those of you who know me know I find out things because of what I did for a living. Y'all know that even the darkest secrets, I usually find them. You are an author yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you wrote a book under a pen name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, a few months before I wrote it, my son was to ask me, because, hey, Mom, you read all the time. He goes, why don't you try writing a book? I'm like, oh, Cody, it's going to be too hard. It's going to be too hard. He goes, Mom, you can do it. You can do it. So besides doing the blog, and so I okay, we'll work it out. Well, I started writing one book. Well, I wanted to introduce everybody to the three couples I was talking about. So Meadow Falls Sweetheart Dance. It's a three couples in their teens. They're in their 20s. And something happened three months before the dance. Brody did something he shouldn't have done, the main character. Well, it came out during the dance, which he was hoping to get to Michaela before the secret came out, because he knew the girl was going to give it out. Well, it came out before he could tell her. But it was a magical night before this came out. Before the secret came out, it was a magical night. The three young men told the girls how they truly felt about them by serenading them in front of the whole village town. By getting up there and singing, I know, Jara, you're listening. Please help me out here. The song, they serenaded them, and they started out with one of Jara's favorite songs. She was glad I put it in there. It was Kiss an Angel Good Morning. And it was just a fun book to read until I'm working on the next one now.
I'm so nervous. Don't be nervous. It's just me and you talking. But you didn't write it under your name. You wrote it under a pen name. What was that pen name?
Yes, Lucy Bell. I picked that name for a very special person in my life. She's no longer with us. She meant the world to me, and she was my paternal grandmother.
I like that name.
Thank you. That was her name. Her name was Lucy Bell. So
it's that name struck me when I read it, and I thought that is it's an old name. It's an aristocratic name. It has a lot of class. Now that book is still in print, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You can get it on in print or an ebook.
Can you get it on
and
Amazon?
On Amazon.
Okay.
Only on Amazon, yes.
Okay. Now, what made you go with that storyline? What inspired you to use a storyline that had that kind of twist to it?
I'm in the process of writing Brody's Redemption, which is about Brody and Michaela when they, Michaela gets a Facebook message from Brody, who she hasn't heard from for 15 years since they broke up. Since everything happened that night. And so I just wanted to make so everybody, you know, it was just, I don't know, it was just a fun thing. I love music, so I wanted to put the music in there, and I thought it would be cool if the guys were serenading the girls, and they'd be, the whole town knows what they're up to, but the girls do not. So it was just a fun thing, and the first part of Brody's Redemption is something that has happened in my past. So, you know, about somebody from my past email messaging me on Facebook.
So
that was just that part.
I could safely say that you wrote about something you knew about.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the inspiration for the second book. Now,
yes, ma'am.
When your son said, "Mom, write a book," and you wrote the first one, Metafall, Sweetheart Dance, was it because you loved the music that you decided to write it in the tone that you wrote it, where there's this twist that people will have to read the book to go find out about? Too bad, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Ma'am.
That's why we give the teaser. I'm so evil, and I love it. Because this book is it's romance, but it's suspenseful with a little bit of a mystery to it. And it seems to me like that you drew on some of the things that you had read in romance, and maybe there was a little bit of mystery in your past that you wanted to throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's why I'm good at what I do. Very good at what I do. Now, talk about some of your authors that you have on your blog.
Oh, man, we've had so many. Here, let me bring it up real fast. We've had them from children's books to fantasy to romance to you name it. I mean, we have had like Lindsay Detweiler, I can't think of her name right now. Lindsay Detweiler, she's been on our spotlights a lot when she has new releases. And then we have Randy Perrin. She's a reoccurring one. I've had so many, I can't even think of who they are right on the top of my head.
Do you encourage your authors to come back more than once?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As soon as when I send them their winner of their giveaway, I send them the link to the form and ask them to keep us in mind when they have another book they would like to spotlight with us, and we would welcome them anytime they would like it.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the feedback that you get from other people about this blog? Is it informative? Do they learn a lot? Do they want to run out and get the book? What kind of feedback are you getting on this in order to help your authors get that exposure?
I really don't know. I mean, all I know is my followers are saying they like the book. You know, I really don't know. I'm sorry. I really don't know. I mean,
that's okay. That's all right.
You know, I never asked them. I mean, that's one thing I need to do is ask them, because I do ask the authors about how their experience with us was, and usually it's really good. So
it would be nice if you got feedback from the people that read the blog to see, A, how far it's going, and B, what else they might like, or if you've got enough genres. Just some thoughts, because you, my dear, are a catalyst for so many authors that after this show, you're probably going to be cussing me. Because you're going to be so busy. And that's not a bad thing to be. You may have to have a sister blog or something. Who knows how you're going to work this thing out. Do you find that by having this blog and reading all of these different books, because you're reading probably a lot of books that are outside of the romance genre you normally read, do you find that you're expanding your knowledge and your idea of different genres?
I haven't really gone out of my, because none of them really wants us to review them. It's just they want us to spotlight them.
Well,
so I'm mainly in the romance, women's fiction, that area. And Jared reads the romance and the fantasies and the paranormals. I do believe she's read a mystery once or twice.
So y'all just spotlight the books. You don't read many of them per se?
No, ma'am, no. If they would want us to, yes, we would. All they would have to do is, you know, say, hey, can you review this and put it on the spotlight? We have had done that for a couple of them if they've asked us, but none here lately. We have done reviews for, like, the tours that we do.
Now, explain that.
Okay. We link up with public relations, like rock star PR, Inkslinger PR, Goldfish Promotions. They send out a schedule of what tours they have up, and then we just sign up with them, and a lot of times we can review the book to put on with our tour.
Now, is this tour all done over the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
And if
yes,
someone
ma'am.
Wanted,
they're all
if someone,
tour.
If someone wanted to explore further what that tour is, how would they go about that?
I can link them up to everybody we tour with. And I know that's a price. I mean, I think they're anywhere from, I know they have book blast for one day, a book blitz, tours, that's like a week tour, new release blitz.
And
but yeah,
there
I
is
can
a,
link that.
But there is a price if they wanted to be involved with that.
Yes, ma'am. For them, yes, for the authors. Because what they do with the PR sites do is find the bloggers that wants to take these tours. Sometimes there's like two or three bloggers that have the same day, and sometimes it's just one blogger that has one day, and it's for a week tour. They just go to different tours, blog tours.
So you put
different
your
bloggers.
Blog up. You put your blog up on their sites, correct?
On my site, they send me the media kit, and I put it up on my blog on Esky Mama Reads.
What I'm trying to get at is to let these folks know that it's not just a blog you run. You basically are running a business because you have sought out these PR companies, and they're using you as a catalyst for your blog and to get things out on their internet tours. So if someone comes to you, there's no telling where they would wind up. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, there's over 1,000 blogs. I mean, there's over 1,000 bloggers that do this, that go on these sites and get these tours and put it on their websites. Because sometimes I may have 3 or 4 tours, and then some things, like tomorrow, I think I have 12 to post.
Wow.
So it just varies. Yeah. My day starts from the time I get up and sometimes till the time I go to bed.
I understand that. Really, I do. And if we want to be successful, it has to become a business. And this is something else. I get this was why I was asking all these questions, because any artist or person with a business or an entrepreneur has to understand you have to think of it as a business. You have to think of it in the terms of working. You're not just sitting at your computer playing or chatting, you're working. Yes, you may chat, but in the course of that chatting, you're working. It's not something that we do for relaxation. Would that be fair, Melissa? I mean, this is a passion of yours. You love it, so it's not a job, but you are working and you make it. You make it a job. Not that it is a job, but in other words, you work at it. It's not a game to you.
Yes, it's not a hobby. It's not. It's not a job because I'm not getting paid for it. Well, I am, but I'm not. You know.
Right.
But to me, it's just helping people out. You know, getting the word out on. You know, doing something I enjoy. That's how I should say, something I enjoy.
It's a passion, but you treat it with respect and you treat it very seriously because you respect those authors. And like me, you want those authors to succeed. In order to do that, you're paying it forward.
Yes, ma'am.
What would an author need to do to contact you, to get in your queue, so to speak? How would they go about it? What all would be involved in it? And is it something that they could do? And I won't say without too much trouble, because if it's too much trouble, then they don't need to be doing it. But something they could do that wouldn't blow their minds. I'm talking mainly first-time authors. So it wouldn't blow their minds that, oh, no, I don't know how to do this. It's overwhelming.
Okay. If they want just like a spotlight, all they would need to go to is to my blog, which would be eskimama.blogspot.com. And on the right-hand side, I have where they can a link to my Google form to have them sign up for a spotlight. And all they would have to do is I'll send them the letter of everything they would need. All I would need would be their blurb, their book cover, a bi-link, the bi-links, and a short excerpt. I mean, it's not all they have to do is send me this stuff, and that's all they have to worry about. And I set it up and send them the link, and when I have it done, and they don't have to worry about anything. I do it all.
Now, for you first-time authors, when Melissa's talking about a blurb, she's not talking about a four-page dissertation and tell the whole story. She's
talking
about
what they have on the back cover.
Right, the synopsis of the book. That's all she wants. She doesn't want, well, Susie met Sally and Sally met Joe and this is what happened. She doesn't care. She just wants the synopsis of the book. And make it a tight synopsis. Don't make it four pages long because people will get bored with it. Am I correct in
just
that?
Just send me what's on the back of the book or, you know, the description of what's on Amazon for the readers, you know, for you want to, what you put on Amazon or Book of Nobles to get people to buy that book. That's all I need is whatever you have on Amazon.
And be sure and send your bio, and it doesn't need to be four pages long either.
No, it can be one or two sentences. And just send your social links so we can have people follow you.
And whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm talking mainly to first-time authors because experienced authors should know better. If they don't, then this is for you too. Send a headshot, and I'm not talking about you standing in the kitchen washing dishes. I'm talking about a professional headshot, and I don't mean go down to the local photography studio and get thousands of dollars worth of pictures made. You can have it done at home. You can have it done by a friend taking a photo of you with their phone or with a camera. Just something nice, not in cut-off blue jeans.
I don't even need that. All they'd have to do is send, a lot of them, just send me their auto bio with what they, you know, we don't have to worry about a picture. If they don't want no picture, most of our spotlights, we don't have the author's pictures in there.
We just have
bio.
Do you have the book cover?
And the book cover. And Jara says, told me, silly, have them send us their email. Send them an email to us if they don't want to go, and we can get it set up too.
Well, there you go. So see, ladies and gentlemen, Melissa and Jara are, they're your best friend because they're making it very simple for you. They're keeping what I call the KISS method. It's called Keep It Simple, Stupid. And use these people, use these ladies, because you don't know where your book will wind up. You have no idea where, when you Google your name, you go, oh, my book's here. I didn't even know it was here. That's because you're getting the exposure that's not costing you anything. The same thing with this show. You're going to get free exposure. It doesn't get any better than that.
And into June, they'll be able to get extra exposure because Jerry and I are planning on having our spotlights are turning one in June. Our Saturday spotlight is turning one in June. So we are going to have a Facebook hop, a Facebook birthday party, and a big giveaway to celebrate our spotlight's birthday.
And you heard it first here on this show, ladies and gentlemen, in June. So there's even more exposure. If you don't take advantage of the things that are being offered, you're going to struggle, and we don't want you to struggle, do we, Melissa?
No, ma'am.
We want y'all to be
That's what we're here for.
Exactly, and you've got two women that absolutely love what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, and they're giving you everything you need to succeed. So get on board with these ladies. Hook up with them.
Yes, make Jared call me a slave driver more. and fight and throw that flames coming out of her mouth. She likes calling me slave driver.
But let's get these books in there. Now, where, Melissa, can you be found?
Okay, we can be found at eskimamareads.blogspot.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/eskimamareads. We are on Twitter. And that is ESKMAMA_D LADY Reads. And we can also be found on Tumblr under Eskimama. We are on Bug Loving. We are on, those are the ones I can think of right now.
They can also connect with you personally under Melissa Horde Moore, right?
Yes, or under Eskimama, yes. We have our page, and we can get messages through Eskimama, too.
So
or they
ladies,
can email us. Or I forgot our email. It is eskimamareads@gmail.com.
So see, ladies and gentlemen, there is no reason, you as authors, there is absolutely no reason why you cannot get in contact with these wonderful, wonderful women who are literally donating their time and energy to give you tools to succeed with. So, no, you cannot go now. You have to wait until after the show, and then you get in contact with them. And prove me wrong. Flood these ladies like crazy so they'll call me up and say, Vaughn, we're going to wring your neck.
Or Kara says they can email her, too. And that's at MIDSUMMGHTNRM@yahoo.com.
So there you go. There's no reason for you, ladies and gentlemen, not to contact these wonderful women. Now, believe
or
it or not, Melissa, go ahead.
Or they can personally message Jara at Jara Bobin. That's BEUBIEN.
See? We just keep giving y'all information. And believe it or not, Melissa, remember at the beginning, before the show started, I said that when I say that we're running out of time, you're not going to believe me?
Mm-hmm.
We are almost to the end of the show.
Wow.
See?
Dang.
It happens. So before I go into my end of the show speech, what would you tell someone that had a dream? How would you tell them to go for their dream?
Don't let anybody stop you. Work, work, work. Anything's possible. I'd like to tell my daughter, just because she's a girl doesn't mean she can't do what she wants to do. Anything's possible. I even tell my sons that anything's possible when you reach for the stars.
And I agree with you. And what I tell the children is the impossible we can do right now. It's the improbable
mm-hmm.
that takes me another 5 minutes. And the reason I tell them that is because we are the masters of our own destiny, and no one is allowed to steal our dream without our permission. Would that be a fair statement, Melissa?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So when we give people permission to steal our dreams, or we allow them to steal our dreams by their perceived conception of us, we become the loser and they become the winner. In other words, there's a song that has become my theme song. And the theme of the song is, I just want to thank every one of you that told me no, because for years and years and years, people told me no, that I couldn't. Well, thank you to all of you who told me no. And I'm talking publishers, I'm talking teachers, I'm even talking family members that told me no. Because I have lived many, many dreams. I've made them come true. Melissa's making her dream come true. She is becoming the blog queen of indie authors. Would that be fair, Melissa? You there? I think we lost Melissa, but we'll keep talking. She is going to become the blog queen because she's passionate, because she loves what she does.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I had lost you or not. Sometimes
no,
calls
phone.
Drop.
I have a new cell phone.
Ah, and it fades in and out, but that's live radio. But we just keep going. So would it be fair, let me ask you this question, would it be fair to say that your dream is to become the blog queen of indie authors?
Yes, ma'am. We can go there.
See? Because people will associate Melissa Horde Moore with, oh, yeah, she's the one that helps indie authors become successful. If you want to get in the spotlight, go see Melissa and Jarrah. So we're going to help her become successful while she helps y'all become successful. Would that be fair?
Yes, ma'am.
So, ladies and gentlemen, exactly. It's a win-win. And when your child comes to you and says, Mama, I want to do this, or Daddy, I want to do that, don't tell them they can't because they're a girl or they're a boy or they're not smart enough or they're not tall enough or they're not whatever enough. Don't ever tell them that. Tell them that is your dream. Make it happen. And then help them, encourage them, support them, give them the tools they need to succeed. If little Johnny comes to you or little Susie comes to you and says, I want to be the local garbage collector, by all means, help them fulfill that dream. Because I'm going to tell you, without garbage collectors, we would have a problem on our streets.
And Yvonne, can I say something? My daughter
yes,
has
ma'am.
To say this
yes,
phrase. When she meets a handicapped person, and someone laughs at them, she tells them, don't. You never know when you may be in a car accident and have something wrong with you. They are as capable as you of doing whatever they want to do.
Exactly. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for that so much, because I see it every day. I see it in my brother. I see it in children every day who are unique. And before we run out of time, I want to thank you so much. You did a beautiful job. Thank you for spending over with
me. Thank you for having me.
And you have to come back, because you see, it's not that bad. You don't get eaten for lunch. We don't have any cannibals that listen. Well, we might in the Congo, but they're too far away. But it's a fun show, and anything goes because we are off the chain. And real quick, tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, my friend and fellow author, martial artist, cartoon drawer, you name it, he does it, Tom Fertrell, a.k.a. T.G. Reaper, will be with us. And then on Saturday night, author Gary Starter is going to be with us again. And I want to leave you with this. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. How you leave others feeling after having an experience with you becomes your trademark. And also, if you want to achieve greatness, then stop asking permission. Just go out and do it. Believe you me, it will happen. Melissa, thank you again, my dear. I appreciate it. You've jumped out of your comfort zone, and you have joined us, and now you can come back and we can have even more fun. Ladies and gentlemen, join us again tomorrow at 8 o'clock for Off the Chain with Tom Fertrell. Until then, we say go big or go home. Now, we're off the air, but real quick, I wanted to, because what I say is going to go into archives too, so you'll hear it again. As soon as this thing goes up into archives, I will tag you in it when I post the link on Facebook. See, I'm stuttering now. And then tomorrow I will put it up on SoundCloud, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Podcast, Podcast Garden, and Podomatic. And then it also goes up on Stitcher, FM.com, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, and iTunes.
Wow.
So this is one of the reasons we're heard all over the world. It's, you can take all of those podcasts and the show and use them any way you want to. Pimp the daylights out of them, my dear.
I want
you to get so busy that you cuss me for days. You'll have to get a third person to help you with the blog. So thank you again so much for spending an hour with me and stepping out of your comfort zone.
Thank you for the opportunity. When you invited me, I'm like, Yvonne, do you know I'm just a blogger?
You're not just a blogger. You are the blogger. You are the blog queen. And you're
well,
making a difference.
Thank you.
Well, you're making a difference, honey. And that's what this show is about, is people who make a difference, and you make a difference.
I'm trying as much as I can. I'm trying as much as I can.
And you do it well. You do it very well.
Thank you.
Keep up the
Jared
good work.
Jared wanted me to invite you to our parties in June.
Well,
she goes, invite her to the party.
Send me the event and all that, and I'll click it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, darling, and I'm bringing you back in a few months, so be ready.
Okay, I will.
All right, sweetheart. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're
Have a
welcome.
Nice night.
Bye-bye. You too. Good night.
Good night.